Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete. How may I help you?
I didn't get who you're from.
Bank of Cardiff.
You're looking to fund money?
Yes. Did I give you a ring earlier today?
Yes.
What business are you with, sir?
Nelson's Dry Cleaners.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you know, I got your application today or yesterday via fax. Did you send that in?
Well, one of my girls probably did. I'll tell you where I'm at so I don't waste your time.
Yeah, of course. Give me the rundown.
I'm looking to lease a machine.
Okay.
The machine is worth $55,000, brand new. I have the paperwork and the sales manager's number. They're looking only to charge me $15,000. I'm going to be a satellite store.
You're going to be $15,000 they're charging you?
Yes.
So that's all the financing you need?
That's all. For a $55,000 machine.
That's awesome, man.
But my credit score is 500, and that's it in a nutshell. So I don't want to waste your time. If you can't work with somebody like me, I understand it. But that's where I'm at.
All right. You know, we can definitely help you out here. It's not going to be because your credit's not above 600, which is what we require for traditional equipment financing, like on a five-year term, things like that. What we can still do for you is do a working capital loan for $15,000. Are you familiar with those at all?
You want to be paid daily?
We have daily, weekly, and, you know, monthly options are for people with, like, 800. So pretty much in your situation, daily and weekly. But we do offer prepayment, which kind of from a cash flow perspective could turn your daily into something a little bit different. Meaning, like, you could pay bi-weekly on a Monday and just prepay, like, hey, you can call. We'll give you a number to call in, and you basically say, hey, I want to make my payments from now until next Monday so that you're not getting that daily draw. So it allows you to kind of from a cash flow perspective turn it into a weekly or a monthly payment if need be, kind of like rent. So that's what I've had customers do that have issues with the daily payment, and that's kind of worked out for them.
Yeah, daily payment doesn't work because I'm in a dry cleaning and foreign work business, and it's an 8-month seasonal business. And we're coming down to the end of it. So January, February, March, and April are normally not good. But that's depending on the weather because we're in upstate New York. So, I mean, I've had a couple people that said that they can help me even though my credit score is 500, even though I have $2 million worth of property and my credit score for 30 years was 850. I just
had it. What happened?
Restaurant.
Okay.
They shot me in the fucking foot. So.
What happened?
If you want to work up some numbers for me on 15,000, I got your number. When I get to work, I can send over the paperwork so you can physically see what I'm looking at and what it's worth.
Yeah, of course. The way these working capital loans work, are because they're not based on credit as much, they basically look at the revenue that your business is bringing in and give you a loan based on, like, you know, what the business can afford. So what were you doing in gross annual sales? Let me just pull up your, have your application right here. You did forget to sign it, by the way, so I'm going to need you to sign that if, you know, we do continue, but... Here, if you're approximately 500,000 in gross annual sales, no problem getting you 15K. Especially, you don't have any other working capital loans on the business either.
Yeah, I'm with Principus right now.
Okay, what's your balance with them?
I don't know. Okay. They draw from the credit card. That's why I use them.
Okay, that's the MCA loan, the Merchant Cash Advance. Do you know how much they draw a day? Percentage rise is like 12%, 8%.
Credit card sales.
Yeah. So it's like a percentage. So it'll be like 8% of your credit card sales, or 12%, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, in the month of May, I did $65,000 in the month of May on credit card.
Holy crap!
You know, during tuxedo season, which is May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, my credit card skits sales are huge. And actually, yeah. At $500,000 a year, I'm probably going to say that 2/3 of it is credit cards. That's what everybody's using today. Everybody's looking for that extra 30 days to pay their bill. Yep. So I did have another company contact me today, but I've been fighting with the flu, so I was only in the office for a couple, 3 hours. But tomorrow I plan on being in the office about 5 hours, and then I pick my grandchildren up. So why don't I got your number.
Yeah, you got my number. Gus, what's an email for you? I'll just shoot you what I need.
And I have two girls that take care of the office.
Perfect.
And they do their emails through their phone. So when I get to work, I'm going to have Letitia and Misty contact you, and they can speak freely. They have everything on their phone, bank statements.
That's all I need, bank statements, credit card, and tax return. So you know the rundown, Gus. You're perfect. Yeah. All right, so let's get this done.
They're knowledgeable in it. The only thing you're going to need from me is my okay and my signature on the application after all the bullshit's done.
Perfect. Sounds good.
What was your first name?
Pete.
Pete?
Yeah. I'm actually... continue.
Whereabouts are you located, Pete?
I'm in the San Diego branch right now. I'm originally from the Manhattan and Newark area, Jersey and New York, so I'm familiar with the area.
You're not familiar with my area, pal.
Where upstate are you?
We're right at the Canadian border.
Yeah, I did actually have a customer there a couple weeks ago. It was kind of in the neck of the woods. So
we're at the end of the world.
That's funny. Yeah,
we have a military installation, but we got more cows than we got people here.
Get out, man. How cold is it right now?
Rivers and creeks and no, nothing like New York City or New Jersey.
Oh, no. I mean, I used to go up and vacation at the Finger Lakes and by Rochester, so I kind of know what it's like up there, but not during the winter season.
But they're in a different...
Yeah, you're more east, right? You're more northeast.
Yeah, the Finger Lakes is where my sisters live, and they don't get the winter we get, usually. Really? But the Finger Lakes, my sister lives on Cuca Lake, and it's beautiful.
I used to go up to Canandaigua almost every summer as a little kid here, but yeah, that I love upstate New York. Yeah, you guys get good skiing up there, what is it, Whiteface or...
Yeah, we got Whiteface, we got Killington, we got Turn,
Stratton.
I'm not sure where. Yeah, Whiteface is in Lake Placid. Even better skiing than that is like 50 minutes from Burlington at Stowe.
Oh yeah, no, that's great skiing up there. Killington's probably my favorite. I just frequently went there, but yeah, very familiar, very familiar. All right, guys, so I got your info, you got my info. We'll touch base tomorrow morning. I'll grab those bank statements from the girls, get you to sign that app, send that over to me, and we should have some numbers Monday morning.
Okay, Pete, talk to you
tomorrow. Sounds good. All right, take care, man. Bye.